This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 9/13/2024. Patient's last name is Gomez. First name is Carlos. Date of birth is 9/11/1974. Patient is a 50-year-old male who presents for surgical clearance regarding his fractured left thumb. He reported history of hypertension. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal drainage, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pains with the exception of his left thumb fracture with limited movement. He denies any swelling of the left thumb. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 251.2 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 165/108 to the right and 159/109 to the left. Heart rate was 68. Pulse is 18. Respiration 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, his EKG was within normal limits with sinus bradycardia, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Patient also has no history of tobacco use. Abdomen soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with the exception of the left thumb that has limited range of motion. No erythema or swelling noted. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis is surgical clearance and status post left thumb fracture. Patient's blood pressure is elevated. And we'll leave the decision to do surgery with the surgeon. All documents will be forwarded to the surgeon, including the lab results that are within normal limits. Next patient, last name is patient's last name is Alfonso. First name is Elisa. Date of birth 2/7/1988. Patient is a 36-year-old female who presents with possible allergic reaction. She reported having rashes that comes and goes since she last applied air coloring to a family member's hair. She denies any prior medical history. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge. No ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough. GI, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or patient complained of urticaria-like rash, which disappears and resurfaces intermittently for about 2 days. Musculoskeletal, the patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs. Allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 165 pounds. O2 saturation 98%. Blood pressure 109/76. Pulse is 67. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.7. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sounds and 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry with the exception of intermittent urticaria-like rash with a severe itching. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, allergic rash. Urticaria, allergic rash, and pruritus. Patient was given prescription for Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, quantity 1 unit, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams, 1 POTID PRN, quantity 30 tablets. Follow visit scheduled for 3 days if symptoms persist. One patient was given injection of dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM, which was well tolerated. Next patient, last name is Olivares, first name is Joseph, date of birth is 6/12/2008, date of service is 9/13/2024. Patient is a 16-year-old male, accompanied by mother with complaint of headache, cough, sore throat, ear pain, stuffy nose for 2 days. Denies any fever. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient complain of some nasal discharge with bilateral ear popping, pain. He denies any ear discharge, no loss of hearing, complain of sore throat, but no painful swallowing. He also has complain of pain over the maxillary sinuses. Eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, no report of any patient complain of intermittent cough. Any wheezing, no shortness of breath. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies. Patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 131.2 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. Blood pressure 109/67. Pulse is 112. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygrain, erythema, nasal mucosa, pink erythematous, and moist with slightly active clear exudate noted. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. lungs feel crackles and expiratory wheezes audible via upper lung fields bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, bowel sounds as 4 active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no rash, no abrasion, no erythema noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was negative for strep, flu, and COVID. Diagnosis: upper respiratory infection, acute sinusitis, allergic rhinitis, and acute pharyngitis. Patient was given prescription for Z-Pak to be taken as directed, quantity 1 pack, Brufet DM, 5 mL POTID-PRN, quantity 6 ounces, as the Azelastin nasal spray, 137 micrograms, one spray in each nostril, daily quantity 1 unit. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, first name is Sydney, date of birth is 5-22-2002. Date of service 9/13/2024. Patient is a 22-year-old female who presents with complaint of dry cough that has been ongoing for 1 week. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T-P-E-R. Patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes no report of any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory. Patient complaint of cough, shortness of breath, and wheezing. GI, no report of any abdominal pain. No nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, no known drug allergies. Weight is 125.6 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, blood pressure 117 over 80, pulse is 80, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs crackles, few crackles with expiratory wheezes, audible over bilateral lung fields. Abdomen is soft, bowel sounds stands 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin was warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, no rashes noted. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for strep, flu, and COVID. Diagnosis, acute bronchitis and shortness of breath. Follow up in 3 days. Thank you.